The truth of salvation that many people in our world need to learn is this fifth truth, that salvation means I'm freed from legalism and externalism. What is legalism? Thinking I can somehow earn God's favor. Basically, the ultimate form of legalism is those who think that they can work their way to heaven by good works. Their good works outweigh their bad. And they think that by keeping some part of God's commandments that they can rack up enough that it can weigh out the scale, and they've somehow contributed to earning their way to heaven. God says, no, salvation frees you from the trying to earn your way to heaven, because you say, I can't. That's the first step of salvation. But there's also externalism, which is someone thinking that if I just keep up, kind of what Katie said in the baptistry, if I just keep up this appearance of Christian kind of behavior, that somehow God will be happier with me. And there's a lot of people that do that. They think that if they don't do certain things, that they make God love them a little bit more. And look what it says in verse 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle over them. He triumphed over them. And he said, now let no one judge you in food or in drink or in regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking a delight in false humility. You see, salvation frees us from going through charades and trying to please people. It actually frees us to obey God just because we love him. Not because we're afraid someone's going to catch us, or not because we, you know, want someone to be, you know, disappointed in us. We just are freed by salvation to obey God. Now remember, it says in Matthew 28, we're supposed to teach new believers to observe everything the Lord commanded. It doesn't free us from what God asks us to do through his word, but it totally frees us from the... We used to raise these little guinea pigs, and they had this little exercise machine in the tank where they lived, and they would run their feet off, and they never got anywhere. And I see people that are running their feet off, hoping that God will love them a little more for all they're doing, exhausting themselves for the wrong reason. God loves us with an everlasting love, and there is nothing, Bible reading, Bible memory, soul winning, there's nothing we can do to make him love us even this much more. Now, there's much we can do that saddens his heart, grieves his heart, quenches his heart, but we only obey his commandments not because we fear him in the sense of dread, because perfect love casts out fear, but we say, your word I want to obey because I love you, and you're so patient with me, you're going to help me through until I learn how to live in the way that most pleases you. But every time I fail, your love never changes. I'm freed from legalism, thinking I'm somehow earning God's favor, and externalism, thinking I've got to keep up a front. You know, there's a lot of people that go through life hurting, but they have to smile, because Christians are supposed to be inright, outright, upright, downright happy all the time. And they go through life without experiencing the reality of having someone come alongside them and say, I've gone through what you've gone through, and God's grace is sufficient. And that is what we're freed to be real. The church should be the only real place in the world